The story you're about to listen to is courtesy of Fansided. Let's have the debate. Could anyone compete with the 2017 Golden State Warriors? Now, they haven't quite won the title yet. I expect them to do it in 5 games. Do you think Cleveland gets a game?
Yeah, but I'm not confident.
Right, okay. I think they're going to win Game 3, so we're shooting this right before Game 3 for the record. But let's just say that Golden State goes on, they win the championship, 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, whatever it is. The narrative right now is that nobody could compete with the Golden State Warriors because of how they play the game, the way they shoot the three-point shot in particular, that old teams, the 80s Lakers, who won, by the way, 5 titles, the 90s Bulls, who won 6 titles, the 83 Sixers, which was an all-time great team, the Boston Celtics, who won 3 titles in the 80s. None of these teams could compete just because of the way Golden State plays basketball. Jake Valerius, you are probably one of those people because you've been talking to me about Golden State all season long. Please, am I right that you think that no one could compete with this team?
I think in terms of max level of execution, yes, this team is higher. I have been clear that right now, in terms of the dynasty, they don't compare to those other teams. But if Kevin Durant sticks around, I don't see anybody stopping them anytime soon, in which case, then yes, I do think we're in that position.
Okay, so let's match up the 90s Bulls with the 2017 Warriors, all right? I'm going to take the younger version of the Bulls. Now, I know this is a drop before your time, but let me just paint it out for you here. You got a John Paxson, 6'2", point guard, very clutch shooter, role player in the starting lineup, though gritty. He's going to have to guard Klay Thompson with a little bit of Steph Curry, but mainly he's going to be on Klay. So the Warriors want to take advantage of Klay. They're going to have to put him in the post. I mean, Paxson can chase him around a three-point line. Sure, he's going to get his shots, but that's what I would do. That's how I would do that. I would take a young, in his prime, Michael Jordan, and I would have him pick up Steph Curry the minute he crosses half court and follows him around. Now, this is going to wear Mike down a little bit, but he's also 6'6", and he's Michael Jordan, one of the greatest defenders of all time, and he's guarding Steph. I'll take my chances. Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest defenders of all time. Let's match him up on Kevin Durant. Durant has a size advantage, but he's also going up against Scottie frickin' Pippen. That is a significant challenge for anyone, even for KD right now. At the 4 spot, you got a very athletic Horace Grant who can cover the perimeter well. By the way, that works great on screens. If they're going to mix and match, Horace could guard guards around the three-point line, and he could play at center, but you match him up against Draymond Green, who will have a size advantage in the post if they want to throw Draymond down there. Horace used to guard guys like Barkley all the time, and he can cover him on the perimeter. And in the post, you got Cartwright and Pachulia, which is a wash. The Bulls actually have probably a decent amount of edge there, but I don't really think it matters. You telling me that the Bulls don't win that series or they're not right there? Go ahead.
So first of all, I don't think anybody, at least no one should be claiming that it's going to be, you know, 4 games in any direction. It's like they're great teams, you know. You got to expect they're going to give a good close series, right? But there's one thing saying he can follow him around the perimeter, he can guard him, he can do this, he can do that, and actually doing it in practice. The thing that's so exceptional about this Warriors team is they beat you by just this relentless switching and pick and rolls and moving of matchups. And okay, sure, you can say Paxson can pick up Klay Thompson, but what about when he's been hit by like 3 off the ball screens, they're swinging the ball around and Klay gets that spot up shot? You know, and when you see it in practice, it's like
there's a lot going on.
There's going to be shots that are made. It's like, oh yeah, oh sure, Scottie Pippen, I'll take my chance against Kevin Durant. Like one of the all-time great stories. Don't get me wrong, Scottie Pippen, all-time great defender. But Kevin Durant's 7 feet, and he's got the game of a guard. He's going to get his buckets.
Right, and that's the thing, though. That's why I think the Bulls are right there with them, because we're going to do a lot of picking and switching and moving around. So, I don't know, is Michael jumping out on him? I'll take my chances. Is Horace jumping out at him? I like my chances. Is, you know, are they going to,
you think KD can't get his shot off against Michael?
No, I think.
He's 7 feet tall. Michael's great, but there's, you know, height's height.
Right. They're going to score.
Yeah,
They're going to score plenty. But I think that ultimately, you know, who's guarding Michael? Klay Thompson?
That's my thing as well. I think the difference maker in both the current finals and in these historical matchups is the Golden State defense. The number of guys, so Klay can defend him for significant minutes. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green can switch onto him plenty. Steph's a weakness, as we know, but even KD has shown he's got defensive chops in this series against LeBron James, who's, you know, no slouch.
Right.
And just the overall team defense, their ability to switch, they've got Iguodala coming off the bench. These are incredibly good defensive players who can switch on to multiple guys, and I think the Warriors have the edge in that department.
Right. The one thing they don't really have, though, is a great rim protector, and Durant's been doing a very credible job of that in this series. But they don't have some shot blocker or anybody who's going to really physical you up going to the bucket. So I think Michael is going to have his way going to the hole and will shoot a ton of free throws. Just like LeBron, by the way, just putting his head down and going. So, and Scotty too, for that matter. But listen, it would be a great, phenomenal, amazing series. Yeah. Just to listen to guys talk and say, "Yeah, they have no chance." I mean, come on, man.
No, yeah, like, of course. First of all, no one can say with authority anything would happen. Like, right. On top of all, you know, the impossibility of comparing guys who don't play anymore. Stylistically, you know, if you watch those teams play, Jordan runs the show. He does everything, right? Like, not everything, but close to everything.
Sure.
You know, he is the guy, and he makes everything happen, which is just so sort of contradictory to the whole way that this Warriors team is set up, in which they've got two MVP candidates, frankly, two MVP winners. Draymond Green's a borderline MVP candidate. Frankly, he doesn't get the credit he deserves, I don't think, for his defensive impact. And then Klay Thompson, who on more than half of the teams in the league is the best player. And these guys play a completely, entirely team-oriented team
offense.
They do. Offense.
They do.
The only time they ISO is when everything else breaks down.
That's one of the great credits to the Warriors is how much they play together. They're an incredibly unselfish team, and a lot of that was the big thing with KD. Well, how many basketballs are they going to need? Well, they only need one because that's how they play. And those guys, I mean, they all love to score, and they're going to put up shots where sometimes you're scratching your head, why are you shooting that shot? But and maybe it's not the best shot, but for the most part, they do share the basketball. I completely
agree. And so then sort of the question to me becomes, which team bends the game to their will stylistically?
Right.
And I think it's more likely that a team-focused game with two Hall of Famers guaranteed and MVPs, two borderline guys in Draymond and Klay, and probably if this dynasty pans out, then yes, definitely. And all of these guys are just constantly providing value and doing useful things. And so if you're asking me, am I taking one great in Michael Jordan and the world's greatest teammate in Scottie Pippen, or am I taking four?
Right.
Just knock down guys. I'm taking the four guys. Right. It's simple math.
I'll take Mike and Scotty and give me the rest of them. And let's blend it together and let's create a time machine and let's make this happen. I don't want to watch it on NBA 2K or any other thing. I want to see it all come together. Unfortunately, that's never going to happen. We didn't even discuss the 80s Lakers. But
nah.
Kareem in the post, huge problem for Golden State. Magic, by the way, is a pretty good player. So is James Worthy. So is Byron Scott. So is A.C. Green.
Whatever. Yeah, so.
Be a great series. All right. The NBA Finals in 2017, and then the NBA Finals, the Warriors against the Bulls, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Sixers. Great conversation. I think we solved it. The Bulls, the best team of all time.
Nope.
Thanks for watching.